Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Eric Corum, founder of AIM7. Welcome back to The Blueprint, where we distill cutting-edge science, leadership, and life skills into simple tactics optimized for your busy lifestyle and goals. Get ready, because today I'm going to talk about GLP-1 medications. There is a lot of media controversy around this, and I've got some thoughts that I'm going to share. I'm going to share my raw thoughts on this. But before we dig into that, please take 10 seconds, pause the show, and leave us a rating and review on whichever listening platform you are joining from. My goal is to reach 200 ratings by the end of June. I need less than 70 people to do that. We have thousands of people that listen to this show. So let's do it as a team. It goes a long way in helping us reach more folks with the message of the blueprint. Okay, we're going to be diving into a fascinating study that sheds light on the role of exercise in maintaining weight loss after stopping GLP-1 receptor agonist medications like Saxenda. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of the research, let's take a step back and explore the history and controversies surrounding these weight loss drugs. GLP-1 receptor agonist, or glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonist, have been making waves in the world of weight management for the past few years. These medications, which include popular brands like Ozempic, work by mimicking the effects of the hormone GLP-1, which is naturally produced in the gut. By binding to GLP-1 receptors, these drugs help to increase feelings of fullness, reduce appetite, and ultimately lead to weight loss. Because if you can't consume enough calories, if you're in a hypocaloric state, guess what? You're going to lose weight. The first GLP-1 receptor agonist, exenatide, was approved by the FDA in 2005 for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. However, it wasn't until 2014 that the potential for these medications in weight management was fully recognized with the approval of liraglutide, brand name Saxenda, for chronic weight management. Since then, the popularity of GLP-1 receptor agonists has just skyrocketed, with many individuals turning to these medications as a seemingly quick and easy solution to their weight loss struggles. Okay, that's kind of where the media is really doing some damage here. If you are chronically overweight, like you're obese, these drugs could save your life. They can save your life. And in those situations, I don't have a problem with it. Or if somebody has just been really struggling and they're 20 pounds overweight, that's fine. What the problem that I'm having is we're seeing in Hollywood the use of these drugs, and these actors are losing tons of weight. And now what we're seeing is normal is now kind of going back to if you were around and cognizant in the early 2000s when we had this popularity for these ultra thin models, people with like their ribs poking out. They were just very gaunt, and it created a lot of body dysmorphia. And what I'm concerned about now is that people are going to be chasing after that look. And so if you just need to lose a few pounds, I don't think this is the best solution. If you've got some medical conditions that weight loss is really going to help with, well, then maybe it's something you should turn to, but you need to have a long-term solution. Critics are arguing that relying solely on medication for weight loss fails to address the underlying lifestyle factors that contribute to obesity. And I agree, such as poor diet and a lack of physical activity. There are also concerns about the long-term safety and efficacy of these medications. We just don't know, as well as the potential for weight regain once treatment is stopped. We see this a lot with dieters, this kind of yo-yoing effect. The study that we're going to dig into today was published in 2024 by Jensen and colleagues, and the research aimed to investigate the role of exercise in maintaining weight loss after stopping GLP-1 receptor agonist treatment. These findings, as we'll explore in more detail, underscore the importance of a comprehensive approach to weight management that goes beyond medication alone. The study we're diving into is titled Healthy Weight Loss Maintenance with Exercise, GLP-1 Receptor Agonist, or both combined, followed by 1 year without treatment, a post-treatment analysis of a randomized placebo-controlled trial, like the best type of study. This research sheds light on the powerful combination of medication and exercise for sustainable weight management even after treatment ends. In this randomized control trial, researchers compared the effects of Saxenda, that's a hard medication to say for some reason, a supervised exercise program, or a combination of both on weight loss maintenance in obese adults. So you had using the drug, a supervised exercise program, or combining them. The study consisted of three phases: an 8-week weight loss phase, a 52-week randomized controlled weight maintenance phase, and a 1-year post-treatment phase. This is a long study. Like, doing a 1-year study is incredibly difficult. And they've got a 2-year study, really a 2-year and 8 weeks. After the initial weight loss phase, participants who lost at least 5% of their initial weight were randomly assigned to one of four groups for 52 weeks: exercise plus placebo, Saxenda plus usual activity, exercise plus Saxenda, or usual activity plus placebo. The exercise program was designed to meet the World Health Organization's recommendations for at least 150 minutes per week of moderate intensity aerobic activity, which would be like fast uphill walking, light biking. You could play pickleball, that would be in that lot moderate range if you're playing doubles, or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic activity like running or fast biking or HIIT training. The results were striking. Participants who combined Saxenda with exercise were 4.2 times more likely to maintain 10% of their initial weight loss 1 year after stopping treatment, compared to those who took Saxenda without exercise. Although they did regain some weight, their net gain was significantly less than the Saxenda-only group. On the other hand, the group that only took Saxenda gained back 2/3 of their initial weight loss, with an average weight regain of 6 kilograms higher than the combined treatment group. That's 13.2 pounds. This highlights the crucial role of exercise in long-term weight maintenance, even after stopping medication. In fact, the study found that at any given time, exercising kept the weight off better than not exercising, regardless of medication use. Participants who followed an exercise program also reported feeling less tired, more energetic, and experienced better mental health compared to those who only took the medication. So what can we take away from this? First and foremost, if you're considering using one of these weight loss medications, incorporating regular exercise in your routine can significantly improve your chances of maintaining your hard-earned weight loss when you get off the drugs. Next, you need to engage in resistance training along with moderate to vigorous physical activity. The key is to find activities you enjoy and that you can stick with for the long term. Regarding the MVPA, or moderate to vigorous physical activity, you should aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity activity as recommended by the WHO. This could include activities like indoor cycling, HIIT training, brisk walking, jogging, elliptical, swimming. And if this seems like a daunting task, just start with small little exercise snacks like we've talked about before and gradually work your way up. In addition, you need to do resistance training. High intensity, and I'm not talking about like circuit training, I'm talking about heavy loads. High intensity, low volume resistance training can help you spare muscle during weight loss programs. Total body resistance training, at least 2 to 3 times a week with 3 hard sets per body part. You're going to need to do that for like 3 to 5 reps. So here would be a recommended plan: 3 sessions a week, total body. You could do 3 to 4 exercises, get a really good dynamic warm up in, and then do 3 to 5 hard reps for after you've done your warm up sets for 3 to 5 sets, probably closer to 3, because you're not going to be eating as much. You're not going to have as much energy, and you're going to have 2.5 to 3 minutes rest between sets. You're probably like, oh my goodness, like that's a long time to rest. Well, we're trying to stimulate the muscle by placing a heavy load on it. You can do this safely with machines. There's a lot of different ways to do this. You don't have to put barbells on your back. But when you stimulate the muscle with a heavy load, the muscle is going to be forced to adapt. It's going to say, oh, I need to keep this muscle because my body's being required to hold on to it. if you don't present the body with the stimulus, it just doesn't have a need for it. So if it's not required to lift heavy things, it's not going to keep the muscle because you're basically starving. So it's going to get rid of it. So you need to do exercise, you need to resistance train. And then if you can build this habit while you're on these medications, when you come off and you keep doing this, you're going to, you know, maintain the gains or the weight loss. It's really simple. So remember, any exercise is better than none. Even short sessions can make a huge difference. So prioritize physical activity. This study, to me, serves as a powerful reminder that a comprehensive approach to weight management combining medication and lifestyle changes can lead to sustainable results. If you choose to use these medications, you need to build healthy habits so when you come off the meds, you maintain the weight and you don't just yo-yo back up. If you have a friend that's using one of these weight loss drugs or is considering it, please share the podcast with them. It could be the difference between a successful and an unsuccessful outcome. Until next time, stay curious, stay consistent, and keep chasing excellence.